For this arrangement, we will need to tune our guitars to open G tuning. That means our first string will have to go down a whole step from the regular E to this D. So we're tuning down. Here it is again, first string. The second string is the same. Here's what it should sound like. The third string is the same as well. Here is it. The fourth string stays the same as well, so here is it. The fifth string will move down from an A to a G, so it moves down a whole step. So tune yours down to this note. Here's the fifth string again. And the sixth string will also move down a whole step to a D. Here's what it sounds like. And here it is one more time. Now let's go through all six strings again. Here's my first string. Here is my second string. Here is my third string. Here is my fourth string. Here is my fifth string. And here is my sixth string. Open G tuning. Now let's start working on the song. The first couple of measures are based around a G chord, and they sound like this. I'm starting off playing the fourth string open and then hammering on to its second fret using my second finger. Then I slide it up to the fifth fret, and when it gets there, I'll play the fifth and third string at the same time with it. So that gives us. Then take that finger off of the fourth string, play the fourth string open twice, real softly. Then we'll have. That's the third string open, followed by the second fret. And then we have. And that's the fifth and second strings together, followed by the fourth string by itself. Then third string, second fret, hit it, and while holding it down, hit the fourth string open. Now when I'm finger picking, I let my index finger take care of the third string, my middle finger takes care of the second, and then my ring finger takes care of the first. But sometimes I will move my first and second fingers down to the first two strings and let my thumb come down and get the third. I'll try to point this out when it occurs, but for the most part, you can let your thumb just take care of the top three strings, and then index finger takes care of the third, middle finger takes care of the second, and then your ring finger will take care of the first. Okay, from here, we move to a C chord, and let's see what we do there.